Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chaf Hei. Daf Chaf Hei, we continue with the rules and regulations of found objects, when one is allowed to keep them, and when has to be machriz, to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And remember, yesterday we had the interesting possibility of a middle case, that was the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, where there's a certain situation where one does not have to be machriz, but still one is not allowed to take it themselves. That was the possibility on the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, where there might be such an instance. But either way, we continue now with the next Mishnah on that Chaf Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom. The Elu Chayav LaHachris. So though we just had the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which talked about Elu She'en Chayav LaHachris, right? These are the ones that you're allowed to keep. Elu Mesiyah Shalom. Now we have the opposite. Elu Chayav LaHachris. These are the ones that you have to announce about. And we'll get into as we continue the where you have to announce it. There was a special place where they used to announce it in Beis Din. We discussed yesterday, maybe in different shuls, if it was for a Sefer Merabanan. But these are the ones that you have to announce to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. They look chayav lahachris matzah peros bikli. If you find fruit in a kli, so fruit in a kli, that's just something specific. You would think that somebody would be able to identify that. Right, Rashi says, "V'stam kli yesh bo simen." Most kelim you could recognize which are yours. So if you find fruit in a kli, oh kli kamoshehu, or just the kli, forget the fruit. You just find the kli, you just find a bowl, you just find a cup. So lachari, you would be able to recognize those. But if you walk into somebody, we could probably, our neighbor's dishes are probably familiar to us also. We could say that's so and so's and that's so and so's. Right, so dishes and cups and kelim are something that seem to. They have simanim, and they would be able to be identifiable. There is a discussion. Rashi here says, right, the kli has a simen. What about if you identify the fruit inside the kli without identifying the kli? Is that enough to give you the kli? So that is a machlokas. Rashi does not say anything. The Achronim seem to say that Rashi does not accept that. The Ritva here, though, says beferish, that if you identify the fruit, so then if you could, if I say, I lost that kli, and there was such and such fruit inside. So then, even without identifying the kli, I'd be able to be given the kli, because I identify the fruit inside, that also could be considered a simen, and Rashi does not specifically say that. Ma'us bakis, o kish kamoshahu, if you have money inside a bag, or the kit, the bag itself, so those also are devarim sheyesh bo simen, so you'd be able to give it back because of that. Sivure peros, piles of fruit. Sivure ma'os, piles of money. Shloshim adeos al gavzeh, three coins stacked one on top of another. How are they stacked? We'll see in the Gemara. Krichos b'rishos ha'yachid, if you have bundles in b'rishos ha'yachid, the kikaro shal balabayis, or chalos of the balabayis. We said in the back of the first Mishnah that kikaros of a nachtom of a baker, those are all made the same way. But kikaros of a balabayis, everybody makes their chal a little differently at home. So all of these are very identifiable. V'gizei tzemer, halakuchim b'beis ha'uman, and also bundles of wool that was taken from the beis ha'uman, meaning it wasn't before, it wasn't once you sheared the sheep, and therefore you wouldn't be able to see a specific simen, but it was after it was in the base of Uman, after it was processed a little bit. All of these you have to be machris. If you remember the last line of the Mishnah where it talks about the barrels of wine and of oil, that the Gemara says earlier, you see, Le'el Chav Gimel Mabez, on 2 days ago's blot, the Gemara says that that's only if they are reshumin. The case of Kadayim and Kadishem, the Gemara already limited that case to reshumin. What did reshumin mean? Mean that once they were opened and you put the cover back on, Rashi says that's not usually done, and therefore that itself is a simen, a rashum. Tosas there said in the little Tosas rashum that no, it just means that every balabayas makes his own mark, his own stamp when he closes the barrels, and therefore that is why it would be identifiable. Good. One other point on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that if you have piles of fruit and money, that's identifiable. Right, it's in the middle of the street. So why don't we think that maybe those got pushed aside, those got trampled on? How could just a pile of fruit, if it's coins one on top of another, we'll talk about that, maybe that's a simen, but just a pile of money? See, a pile of coins or a pile of fruit, why is that good enough? So the Ramban says, you have to remember what we spoke about a couple of days ago. Says the Ramban, the tzivure peros ein mavir nala ochlin. Remember when we said a few days ago that the halacha is we don't pass by food, right? We had the machlokas, but that means you have to pick it up or you just don't trample on it. But either way, people aren't going to touch food. And even we mentioned where there are, you know, umos olam gayim, there'll be choshes l'kshafim. And we're talking about a case here where the stray animals aren't common. So that's why the food will be there. What about money? Tzivuri ma'os, agav, dechashivi, v'chavivi l'inshi, mandechazul l'hu, rishon shakalahu. Nobody's going to leave money on the floor. You see a pile of money, you're going to take it. You're going to take it either to return it or you're going to steal it. Either way. But if it's still there, then we assume it did not get moved by people. And therefore, just the pile here would be good enough to return. Says the Gemara. Time of the matzah peiros bekli. Umos bekli, the reason that you return it. Why to davar sheish b'simin is because you found fruit in the kli and ma'os in the kiss, in the bag. Hakli ulafanav peiros, kiss ulafanav ma'os harei elishalo. But what about if you find a kli and in front of it are fruit? There's no fruit in the kli. You find a barrel and next to the barrel is our fruit. You find a wallet and there's money right next to the wallet. So the shaila is, do you assume that this came from the inside? So, but we're mashba, no. The Mishnah only says if it's inside. But mashba, if it's outside, then I'm allowed to keep it. Because there's no simon on the money, there's no simon on the fruit. So the Gemara says, Tanina lahada tana rabbanan. So does that follow what we learned in a brisa? Matzah kli ulafana peiros. Kis ulafana mos harei l'shalo. As the brisa says, if you find a fruit in front of a kli, or money in front of a wallet, you're allowed to keep it. Miksasan bikli umiksasan agabe karaka. But what if you find fruit in a kli, say a barrel is on its side, and you find some fruit in the kli and some fruit next to the kli. So there already, there's an umdun of half of it still in the barrel, or miksasa bekizib, miksasa agabi karka, chayev lahachras. In that case, you'd have to be machras, because b'choreth, half of it's still in the fruit, in the barrel, so the other half probably came from there as well. But again, if you found it next to the barrel, so then, harei elu shalom. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'raminhu, didn't we learn in a brisa? Matzah davar she'ein bo simin, b'tzad davar she'yesh bo simin, chayev lahachris. Let's say I find two things, two lost objects. Something that has no simin, next to something that has a simin. So then I have to be machriz, says Rashi. Au hakol, v'yinanu hanos l'balakis. You have to be machriz in everything. Because if you find two things, mistama, they got lost by the same person. We're going to get back to that svar in a second, why we assume that way. It probably got lost by the same person, and therefore, as long as one thing has a simin, so then you announce about it. Ba bal simin v'natal et shalom. But what if the bala simin, the one who had the chepet that has a simin, comes and says, only that's mine, not the other thing. So once he takes that, then zachal b'davar she'en bo simin, then the motza is allowed to keep the item that doesn't have a simin, right? So what do you see from there? So let's say you have fruit in half in a basket, half not in a basket. So that fruit in a basket is davar she'esh bo simin. The fruit not in a basket is davar she'en bo simin. So we said before that they all go together. And here we're saying that once the bala simin takes his items, that you'll be able to keep the davar she'en bo simin, right? So which is it? Right, Rashi says, Baal Simim Menotel Shalo Esakis, V'amar Enamo Shali Zachal Abamos. So how do you answer the stira? So the Gemara has a couple of answers. Amar of Zvid, Lokasha Habakuba Vakitna Habatsina Vipere. Some say it is Kuba Vakitna, which is a big barrel with flax coming out of it. And the other one is a case of a basket with fruit coming out of it. So which is which? So this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosos, which is better, which is worse. So look at Rashi first. Kuba v'kitna, gigis muteles u'pishtan lafaneha, when you have a barrel on its side and flax coming out of it. Devadai hai pishtan lami kuba nafal. This pishtan obviously didn't come from the kuba. Why? De'imi na nafal havi mishtayir ba. Because if the flax had come from the barrel, the whole barrel wouldn't be empty. Right? You'd have some still in the barrel. V'hu adin lakis v'nafana mos mehai taima. Fruit roll out. So therefore, by fruit, I would assume, even if nothing's left in the barrel, there's a good chance that the fruit came from the barrel. Mashenkin, by flax, if it came from the barrel, it should all be there. It's not round, it doesn't all roll out. That's what Rashi has. Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos thinks that the fruit should still be inside the barrel, while the flax could be all out of the barrel, because it all sticks together. Either way, that's one answer to explain the distinction, whether if you find fruits, outside, front items next to a barrel, right, items that the fruit or the flax would be davar she'ein bo simen. The barrel would be a davar she'ein bo simen. So then, how do you explain the stira? Rav Papa Amar, hava habetzino peret. No, maybe they were both talking about a case of a basket and fruit. Velo kasha hadish tayer bamidi hadalosh tayer bamidi. Maybe the chilk is whether there's anything left inside. Right, if there's something left inside, so that's the case that the Braisa says that you have to be machris. In the case where there's nothing left inside, so then you don't have to be machris. V'ibay yisema, or a third answer, hava ha deloish tayer bamidi. Maybe the case is where there's nothing left inside. In either case, v'lo kasha hada mahader ape lagabe peire, hada lo mahader ape lagabe peire. Is the opening of the barrel or the basket facing the fruit? Meaning, if the opening of the barrel is facing the fruit, and the fruit are right next to the opening, so the stomach came out of the basket. But if it faces the opposite way, so it probably just rolled there. Right? If the fruit came from there, it wouldn't be facing the opposite direction. Or maybe, no, in both cases, the basket is facing the fruit. But lokasha, last answer, does the basket or the barrel have a rim that would block some of the fruit coming out? In the case where it has a rim, then you would assume that some of it blocks some of the fruit or the flax should still be inside. So therefore, the fact that there's none inside means that you're allowed to keep it. But in the case where it doesn't have a rim, so we assume maybe the whole thing fell out, everything came out straight, and therefore there is no raya that these items do not come from the basket, and you would have to be machris. Period. Okay, the action on this amud is a question from the Ksos on this Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Where you have a davar she yesh bo simen, davar she ain bo simen. So you assume maybe the items, or the whole assumption is that it could be that the fruit came from the basket, or the flax came from the barrel. 1 minute. We have a principle, says the Ksos, elsewhere. It comes up in Mesechus Beitza, and it comes up in Mesechus Baba Basra, and that is rov v'karov halach achar harov. That's the principle. Let's say you have something that's rove, that could have come from the... It's something specific, but you're not sure if it came from a majority or it came from what's close. You go after the rove. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Mesechus Beitza, for example, discusses, let's say you designated some chicks on Erev Yontif that you're going to shecht on Yontif. Before Yontif, you go up and you say, I'm going to shecht these chicks in my chicken coop on Yontif. Wonderful. And then Yontif morning, you go up to get your chicks, and all of a sudden you see the chicks that you designated in your coop are there, and all there are chicks on the ledge in front of the coop. There are no chicks inside the coop where you designated them. So are you allowed to assume that the chicks on the stoop in front of the coop are the chicks that you designated? Or do you say maybe those chicks flew away and there are new chicks from the world? So Rove would say that these chicks are usher. They're muksa. They weren't designated because Rove, the chicks in the world, were not designated. But Karov would say, what do you mean? These chicks were right here inside. They moved out a few inches. So that's where it's sugya, Rove for Karov. Well, you have Rove going against a Karov. What do you say? What wins? So the rule is, says the Ksos, Holech Achor Rove. That's your usual rule. You follow the Rove. Why is that? Why do you follow the Rove? Why is that the usual principle, Rove Karov, Holech Achor Rove? So Rav Elchanan explains that maybe the answer is because what is the lumbus behind Rove? What is the lumbus behind Karov? As we've said many times in the past, whenever you have a case of Suffolk in Halacha, there are two different types of psakim that Halacha gives. What's called hachra or what's called birur. For example, right, you have a shirt, and I go over to you and I say, can I please have my shirt? And you say, it's my shirt. And I say, can I please have my shirt? And he's like, it's my shirt. What's the halacha? Hamosa mechaber alav araya. Right, whoever's holding the money, whoever's holding the item gets to keep it. So is that because Beis Din ultimately is not sure what the halacha is? I'm not sure whose shirt it is, so you get to keep it. Is that what Beis Din is really saying? What's called hachra? We paskin. We don't know what the MS is. But you know what? Keep it. We can't have stalemates in halacha, so you get to keep it. Is that the kind of psak? Hamosa mechaber alav araya? Or do we say, no, it's birur. Birur means this clarity, this MS. If you have the shirt, it's yours, unless you prove otherwise. Right? If I go and I'm a Kaddish, a woman, with that shirt that I'm wearing, after you complain that it's yours, I'm only Mukadesh is Misafek. I'm only Misafek. We're not sure whose shirt it is. No. Probably, Amos HaMakavar HaLav HaRaya is what we call birur. It's clarity. It's not Hakra. Hey. But then you have another type of example, like we have by Tumentara. What's the rule by Tumentara? I go in the street, I'm not sure, I went on one of the streets. I'm not sure if I went on the street with a dead body on it or not. I'm not sure if I'm Tameh or not. So what's the halacha? Safik Tuma Berushas HaRabim is Tahar. That's the rule. Safik Tuma Berushas HaYachid is Tameh. The same exact case. If it happened in my backyard, I'm Tameh. If it happened in the street, I'm Tahar. Why? Because you're learning that from Isha Sota. Gzeiras HaKasav. That sounds like hachra. That doesn't sound like bira. What? It's logical that most sveikas in your backyard are tamei and most sveikas in the street are tahar. Probably not. It's probably hachra. We don't know what to do. So Bezin tells you rules, what to do. And then you have something like, so that's by mamanis, that's by tumen tahara. And then you have something by isurim. That's more unclear. Savi daraisa lachumra, savi darabana lakula. So that's probably a hachra too. When every savi daraisa is probably wrong, it's probably usur. So also, that's probably hachra, even though it's not 100%. Those are certain types of psukim. So now we come back to our question. Rov v'karav holech hachra harov. Says Rav Chanina, you know why that's true? Because rov is a birur. Rov is a birur. It's clarity. Rov mitzui neitzal shchita mumkenhei, like we had yesterday. Most people who shecht are experts. Is that, and therefore, probably, we're not sure, but you can rely that the meat is kosher. No. Rov, generally, there might be different types of roves, but there's a good chance, says Rav Chanan, rov is birur. It must be this way. Right? It must be that the shchita was done properly, because rov mitzui neitzal shchita mumkenhei. Most people who shecht are experts. So rov is a birur. Karov, that's a hachra. That's, we're not sure. So you know what? It's a good chance it came from the closest one, but we're not sure. So it says the Rav Chanan, and that's why in general, rov beats karov. Because rov is a birur, and karov is a hachra. That's the general rule. But says the ksos, with that background, says the ksos, rov akarov halach acharov. So why, in our case, if you see fruit lying in front of a barrel, we say it came from the barrel 1 minute. Rov apples in the world are not his. Karov says it came from the barrel. Rov akarov, holech acharov. That's the ksosis, Bob Kasha on our Gemara. Why do you say the fruit comes from the barrel? You should say it came from the world, and therefore, holech acharov. So, many answers to this question. I think we'll mention four. Mention four, this is where the action is on the Amud. Says the ksos, quoting the Ramban of Baba Basra, you're right, rov akarov, holech acharov. But our case is not a case of karov. Our case is better than karov. Our case is mekomo mamish. Karov means the item is not where it's supposed to be, but it came from this place next to it, right? The chicks, the example I gave in Maseches Beitza. They're not inside anymore. They're not in the place where you designated them. They're in the place next to it. But if you have fruit lying next to a barrel, that's not karov. That might be called makom. Says the Ksos, Techiha lav karov bilachutu elabim mekomo mamish. The chazaka kan nimsa kan hayu. Vahavile mekomo umatsui velekalamandama rov adif. That's the lashon of the Ramban. And therefore he says, here too, Hakanami yeshlomar lav karov bilachutu elachashim mekomo mamish, ravale karov umatsui, vahuadin hakanami bimatsa peros bitsad hakli. That is, excuse me, the first answer, the Ksos says, because this is better than karov. This is where the fruit came from. It's next to the barrel. This is the place of it. This is not just a karov. That is the Ksos' answer. Chasam Sofer has a different answer based on a Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua in Ksubis, Daf Yud Beis, the Ksei Yoshua discusses why don't we say by any case of Motzei Mitzia. I have the case of Motzei Mitzia. You come and say it's mine. You come and say it's mine. Right? The owner. And I say, no, prove it. What do you mean, prove it? Why don't we say Bari B'Shem HaBari Adif? He's sure that it's his. I have no idea whose it is. So Bari wins. Right, Bari, he's sure. I'm not sure. We should give it to him even without Simanim. What's the answer? There's a rove out there of the world that this doesn't belong to him. Because most people in the world doesn't belong to him. So how do I know it's his? So says the Pnei Yeshua, that's why in general you have to give Simanim. Because you can't, even though Bari B'Shem HaBari Adif, but if there's a rove out there against his Bari, Rove is usually against his Bari, so that's why says the Pnei Yoshua here in Ksubas, Daf Yud Beis, that we require Simanim. That's the usual lumdus of the Pnei Yoshua. Says the Chasam Sofer then, even though Karov and Rove usually go after the Rove, but if you put the Karov with Bari, so that's why it's good enough. That's why it's good enough. Because remember, there's a pressure, based on the Chasam Sofer, there's a pressure to always give it to the person who says it's his. Because he's Bari, he's sure that it's his. I have no idea whose it is. So you're right, usually we don't say we give it to him because there's a rove, but here you have something, you have karov, so karov and bari could beat out the rove. That's the Chasam Sofer's lumbus. He says, Eina bari namol kenegad a rove, but karov kan adif mi a rove, we should have been starif l'karov tain as bari, vavi karov bari adif mi rove. That's the Chasam Sofer's answer. So we have the Ksos, we have the Chasam Sofer, and we have one more, Mishnah 3, and that is of the Ors HaMeh. The Ors HaMeh says in the last page in Hilchos Gerushin, which is general General Hosafos. Says the Rav Meir Simcha in Hilchas Gerushin, he says, Nire. The Chomidi de Islay la Adam, Becheska Shem Bendas Mishamro, Beino Ma'abdo, Bechinothel Mine, Meheder Tekefu Margish. He says, generally, we can assume in life that when people lose things walking in the street, they would realize it right away. That's generally what happens. People realize, if all of a sudden I have something in my pocket and it's not there anymore, I would realize it very soon. Rak al derech mikre, yesh lachus shenikra shezenafel mimenu v'lo hirkish beis anafila. The fact that somebody loses something and they don't find it and it's lost and they don't realize it, that's a davar milsa de lo shchicha. Something very unusual. It's not something that's very common that would happen. Milsa de lo shchicha. Umatsui bezeberuba de alma. You're right, in general in the world, these things happen. But when you talk about a specific case, did you lose something? It's very unusual. For people to lose something and not realize it. Bim kein, therefore, im haya hasafik im zeha isha haya kan nafo mimeno o im ruba de alma. If you're talking about a case of one person, did this person lose something or not? So then, al ze shaykh loma roba karav holchanacha ro. Then you go by the robe, and therefore, he's got to prove it. He's got to bring siman, like the Bnei Yeshua said. But avokan halozen no debavade shazel ish balakli. You already know that the barrel belongs to this guy. So now the question is, do the fruit also belong to him? So what are we going to say? The fruit maybe don't belong to him. You know what that would be suggesting? That would be suggesting that there are two milsa de los shlichas. Not only did this guy lose something, a different guy lost something. We'd rather not say that. If we could say that only one case of milsa de los shlichas took place, only one guy lost his stuff, and he lost the barrel and the fruit, we would rather say that. Right? If you don't know anything, then you don't know, and he has to prove it with his simanim. But if you already know that the kli is his, because it's a davar sheish bo simen, then mistama, the fruit, are his as well, because we'd rather not have to say that two unusual cases happened, two milsa de lo shlichas. That the arsameach in the aval ki tomar to meiruba de alma naflu halotzarech lechadish sheechad meiruba de alma nevel lo chepetz below shamru below hirkish zel lo shayach. The Bishvil Ruba Nomar to own my social nafila haya meish acher mashab de adam regilim lishmar ze lo amrinan u pashut. Right, and that's obvious, says the Arsameach. So therefore, that's the third answer to this kasha. Again, rov akarav halachachar rov. Why is this case different? Question of the Ksos, answer of the Ksos. The Nesivah has another answer. Chasam Sofer and the Pnei and the Arsameach. Okay, now we go vayt. Says the Gemara and the two dots. Sivure peros ut sivure mos. Bundles of fruit and money. If you find bundles of fruit and money in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, then you have to announce it. Shemas minas minyan havi simin. So is this to tell me minyan havi simin because you found a certain number of bundles, a certain number of piles of fruit, right? Is that what the case is talking about? And therefore, should we prove minyan is a simin? Tosis points out that even though we already proved minyan havi simin a couple of daf ago, daf chav gimel, still we'd rather prove it from a Mishnah. As we spoke about a couple of days ago, a Mishnah is always stronger. Tosfos says in the little Tosfos Shemat, Avagat de pshita le de la'el mida mishkal avi simin mida uminyan nami avi simin boilo chuchay hachem yimastisan. It's better to prove it from a Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, should we prove it from the Mishnah that minyan is a simin? The Gemara says, no. Tni tzivur peros. No, the Mishnah should read one pile of fruit. Not a certain number of piles of fruit. One pile of fruit. Therefore, you can't give the number. It's one pile of fruit. So Shmabina Minyan Makam Avi Simin? So if it's only one pile, so how is he going to prove that it's his? So is that to tell me that Makam is a Simin? Just to tell me where it was? So Tani Sivure Peros. No, maybe the Mishnah says Sivure Peros. Meaning, whichever way you try to prove, you could say maybe the Mishnah really means the other case. And therefore, either way, there's no proof Vadai to Makam or to Minyan. The Rishonim here, the Shulchan Aruch Betzis, asks, what do you mean? Even if it's just one pile, you can still prove Minyan, because you can say how many fruit are in the pile. Right, why can you prove that? So it says the Shiva Kabbalah, maybe we're talking about grain. Right, so you can't tell me how many grains are in the pile. Right, nobody knows how many grains they buy it by the pound. They don't buy it by the number, and therefore maybe we're talking about grains. Or even the Ritva says, even if there's a certain number, if it looks like it was Derech Nefila, not Derech Hanacha, then it doesn't matter how many. You took a good guess. If it looks like it would just fell out. So therefore, either way, we wouldn't trust you unless it's a certain number of piles. Now, Shlosha Mabeo Zal Gavzeh, three coins, one on top of another. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala says, V'hu She'asuyin Kimigdalin. When is this a simin that if you have three coins piled one on top of another, it's not if you have three of the same coin, three pennies, three shkalim. No, it's only if it's made like a tower, which means you got the fat coin on the bottom and the medium coin in the middle and the little coin on top. Just like you build a house where the foundation is the largest and it gets skinnier as it goes up. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, only if it's made can Migdalah, and that's when it is a simin. Says the Maharis Chayas here, Kedarko Bakodesh, as you would think he would say. You know, there are sometimes Amoraim who are famous for certain statements in the Gemara. And then that's how they got their name. So says the Maharis Chayas here, his name is Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah, and says he says the coins have to be shaped like a Migdal. That's how we got his name, because that's he doesn't come up so much. Harbei amoraim im lo nizkru divrei bebeis hamedrash rak b'halacha achas hayu mechanim shmam bebeis hamedrash b'toar shem halacha azos. Right, he says. Right, he's the yeish man. Right, they get known by certain halachas. Kimo, like it says in brachas, at the end of brachas, Rav Zuhumai Omer, Rav Zuhumai says kishem shem mizuham pasul avoda kach lebracha. Right, so also he says something about a mizuham, so that's how we got his nickname. And he quotes others as well. And therefore here too, Kan Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Ho Kimta Vahusha Sun Kim Migdalin, Lakein Nikra Bebesa Medrish Bashem Migdalah. Lakein Matsinibi Yerushalmi, he quotes a Tana of Eliyahu Makr Bisr Bamos. Right, you have many of these examples. Some of the later Achronim, can be much later, he wasn't so long ago, the Maharis Chayas, but point out that we have Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah elsewhere in Shas. He's not one of those that only clear once. Right, so you have somewhere else, but I guess this is the one that he was famous for. And therefore, he got the nickname Rav Yitzchak Migdalah. Only if it was made like a tower. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa continues also, Ma'os Mefud Matzah, Ma'os Mefud Zaros, if you find money scattered all over, Hare Elushalo, then you're allowed to keep it if you just find some money scattered on the street. But Asuyim Ki Migdalim, but if it's found as built like a tower, Chayav Lahachris, why? Because you assume somebody put it down there. If it's made like a tower, you assume somebody put it down, and therefore they're going to come back for it. The Elohein Asim Ki Migdalim, what does that mean? Made like a tower. Shlosha Matvein Ze Al Gav Ze. Right? Three, one on top of another. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hagufa Kasha. This Brisa itself is self-contradictory. Amart Matzah Mos Mufuzaras Hari Elushalo. The first one of the Brisa says, if you find money scattered all over, that you're allowed to keep it. Mash Mahamish Shal Chafi Shal Chufe. But if you find money lying on top of each other, if you find coins lying on top of each other, but not in a specific pile, chayev lahachris, machir from the sefer, you have to announce. Because what the Reisha say? The Reisha said, only if they're scattered all over, they're not touching each other, are you allowed to keep it? Mashma, if they're touching each other, you have to announce. But ema seifa, but in the second line of the Brisa, it says, asun ki migdalon chayev lahachris, only if it's made like a tower, you have to announce. Hamishal chafishal chufi hariya shalom. Mashma, that if they are lying on each other, you're allowed to keep it. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Tana, Kol She'en Asuyin Ki Migdalin, Mufuzaris Karelahu. No. If it's not made like a tower, it's considered scattered. So scattered includes Mishal Chafishal Chufay. Period. Amr Rabbi Chanina, says Rabbi Chanina, Lo Shanu Elo Shel Shlosha Malachim. The only time when this applies, they're made like a tower, is if it's three different kings on the coins. Three different kings. Rashi seems to say that means three different sizes. Every king, you know, mints their own coin. If it's three, but it's all the same kings, all the same size, it's all Abe Lincoln, right? So you don't have to be machmas about that. Heichi dami, right? Special din. There's the president of the din of a melech in terms of various halachas, in terms of the bracha, in terms of the do we have that halacha today? Heichi dami. Ida. So 1 second. It says you need three kings. So ida so can make doll in 1 minute. If it's made like a tower, afilu shemelech echad nami. Even if it's the same king, it should work. It's not piled like a tower. Even three different kings shouldn't work. So which is it? Right? This is what really Rabbi Chanina meant to say. When do we say it works? Only if you have three different kings, maybe three different sizes, or even one king, meaning the same king, but if he has three different sized coins. What does that mean? The biggest one on the bottom, umitzia ilave, and the medium sized one on top of that one, vizuta ilave mitzia, and the small one is ilave mitzia is the middle one is on top of it. Da amrina anuchi enchinu, because we say it was all placed there. Right, that's why you need three different sizes. Aval shel melech echad, the kulu ki hadadi ninu, but if it's all the same size, aval gav de manchi ahadadi, even though they're all lying on each other, hare elu shelo. So then they're all, you would be able to keep it. Why? Emar isra mu yisra mi. Maybe, you know, three. three coins fell out, and it just happened to fall on each other, ubahadi adadi nafal, and it fell on each other, right? So only if it's piled up in a specific way, different sizes, do we say that it is a raya, that it is belongs to the ma'abed, and therefore you have to be machris. Verb Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, "Afilu shemelech achanami machris." No, even one melech, you have to be machris. So my machris, what are you machris? Minyan. So my yitzlas, afilu trei nami. Right. So what are you machris? You know what's going to be the identifying factor? The numbers. Then even two. What do you need three for? So Amaravina tiva machris. Okay, you're right. You just announce, "I found coins. I found coins." That's why you can't accept two as an answer, because coins, the minimum number is two. That's not a raya.
Well, when you find a migdal, what do you announce?
So if you find the migdal, I guess you announce coins also, but he would tell you the specific how it's piled. So that's not minyan or makom. That would be something more, and that's why it would be a simon. Period. By Rabbi Yirmiya, what if you find it in these other shapes? Kashir mahu, what if you find it in a circle? Kashur mahu, what if you find it in a row? Right, you find it in a nice, neat row. Kechatsuva mahu. What if you find it like a chatsuva? What does that mean? Basically a triangle. Right, Rashi has a picture. Right, second to last line of Rashi. Nice picture of a triangle. Chatsuva. Kisula mahu. What if you find it? Right, sulam here means steps. You find it like a ladder. Rov emsoi shel al tachton. Rov ha'elyon al emsoi kimo malo. Steps. You find it like, right, like this. Leaning over. They come from all places here. So pashid miyachada. Okay, at least let's one of them. Let's try to answer any of these questions. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Ravua, kol shilu machris lakisim beineihe benoslam bevasachas chayv lahachris. If you're able to stick a piece of wood under the coins and pick all of them up at once, so then that's already a simon and you'd have to be machris. So which one is that? So Rashi assumes it's the case of the last one, piled like steps. Somehow you'd be able to like put a piece of cardboard underneath and they'll all come up. Right, because they're all connect on top of each other, so then that is a simon. Period. Sorry? So maybe melech echad, unless melech echad, if they're all the same piled in, that rule only applies to, I'm not sure if that would apply to these also, unless he's going within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu melech echad.
Why wouldn't it apply?
Right, okay, so if he's going like within Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yochanan says even melech echad. It could be that the other shapes are simanim, and if you have those simanim, and it could be lifted up, so maybe that works together. But if it's not the rotzim basachas wouldn't apply, but melech echad it could be. I'm not sure. Okay, so none of these are answered. So the Rosh says sabit deraisa l'chumer, you have to be machris, right? That's what the Rosh paskens. Boy, Ravashi says, what about this case? Ka'avne beis kolos. What if you find them like the stones of beis kolos? What's the stones of beis kolos? What's beis kolos? So Rashi says on top, Markolos, the shema vodazara. Right, you find them shaped in the way that they used to shape their Avodah Zarah stones. So is that a raya? So is that a simon? So Tashma says the Gemara, the Tanya Matzamos Mefuzaras Harilu Shalo. The Brisa says if you find money scattered around, you're allowed to keep it. Avni Beis Kolos Chayv LaHachris. You have to be machris. Ve'eluin Avni Beis Kolos. How do they pile them up? Achas Bikan Vachas Bikan Vachas Agabein. It means right like bricks, one on two next to each other, and one half on one, half on the other. Ask Tosas the obvious kasha. Ask the Shizbukubet is the obvious kasha. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin that says you're not allowed to even mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Now, I'll meet you by such and such Avodah Zarah. I'll meet you by, you know, we'll meet by that church. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that. Based on Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to say that, says the Gemara. There are different shitas in the Rishonim. Why are you not allowed to say it? Oh, you're not allowed to say it because ultimately it might lead to something? Or per se, it's Toeva. So you're not allowed to say it. So how can the Gemara even suggest? You know, ka'avne beis kolos. So says Rabbeinu Tam, mikan amar Rabbeinu Tam, de ein shem avodah zarah markulis ela kulis. Right, first of all, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't ask the question. First Tosfos, what does he Tosfos, then the Shiva Kubetzis. Tosfos says that the real name must be kulis, not markulis. In Sanhedrin, it's markulis. So Tosfos says the real name must be kolos, because he was just as kolos. Right, Vaha, the Karile Baalma, Markolis. Why in general does it call it Markolis? Hainu Chiluf Kilus. Right, because it's a Chiluf of Kilus, the Haim Karin Kilus Lashon Sheva. They call it Kilus, right? Makales is to praise. So we switch it. Chamim Hechlifu Lignai. And we just do the opposite Lashon Lag Vakeles. Vakeles Nachshavnu, right? Like shame. So we Umar Hu Chiluf, Kamo Mar Dishchuta, Umar Deparzla. Mar is like a Lashon of an anti. It's like un. Right, Marco unpraising. Mar is the opposite. Or that's one approach. Other Rishonim say that the real name is it's Kilus, and we call it Kulis. So we also switch the name of it a little bit in order to not mention it. But that's Tosis explained. The real name is Kulis. And now the Shilu Gemetzer says, so how could they mention it in the first place? Right, Tosis doesn't answer that question. How could they even mention it? The Gemara says in Maseches. Maybe if it's a pasuk in the Torah, or a pasuk in the Torah that talks about a certain avodah zarah, right? Passing ovi yedoni or the ones that you pass your children through the fire, right? Right, Molech, right? So maybe the only if it's a pasuk in the Torah, it's a pasuk in the Torah. But the own about a zar to mention. So he says, how could they mention it here? So if Yom Rabbeinu Tam, the ancient Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says before that she'ein shma kolis v'kolis lashon ganai, and therefore that whenever we say Markolis, you know, we don't mean it. But our Gemara says it. So you're right. In general, Markolis, we call him Markolis. We don't say the real name. But what do you do? What do you do here? So it's a real. You have to say that it's a little different. Says the Shilu, it's not Kolis. It's Kilus is the real name, and we call it Kolis. Right? Kilus is the praise. So you call it. It's something a little different. I was speaking about Chavrusa last night. It was an interesting discussion a couple months ago. Rahman al-Islan, after the tragedy in India, the word Mumbai, right? That word. That place, so I can say it because Bova Post can say it's not a problem. Mumbai, where the Rahman al-Islam, the tragedy was, that comes from a Shema Avodah Zarah. The origins of that name, it's some longer name, that's a Shema Avodah Zarah, which is Mamish Adayom Hazeh, as we know in those areas of the world. They still have Avodah Zarah. It's the whole Sheitel controversy, right, years ago. Right, they're still having the temples there. So you let us say that place. So most posts can say, look, if that's the true, then you basically can't, you could say like 50% of the cities in the world, you know, wouldn't be able to say. Well, you can't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday either. Right? They also, the root of it is the sun and the moon and all the Greek gods. You can't say all the names of the months. You know, so there's a lot that you wouldn't be able to say. We discussed this a little bit back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah when we spoke about the calendar. But so Rabbi Poskim say that once something is accepted not as an Avodah Zarah anymore, or if the name is changed a little bit, like Kolis and Kulis, and it doesn't have that connotation anymore, so then it wouldn't be a problem. It might relate to the reasons the Rishonim give, why you can't mention it. Is it because it might lead to something? Then obviously it wouldn't apply. Is it because, per se, then maybe there's a little more to talk about. But again, this is this comes up from the question of the Shilu Kabetzis and that issue. Okay, let's continue now. Tana Rabbanan. If you find a dollar, you find a coin in the shuk, and so your friend says, it's mine. Chadashi, oh, it's a new bill. Neronisi, oh, it's got Nero, it's got the Caesar on it. Shalmelech plonihi, oh, it's got so and such a plony, lo meklum. That's not a sibin. Everybody can say that. Everybody has these coins. Velo od el afilu shmo kasavaleh, even if he says my name is written on it. Lo meklum, it's also nothing. No simanim for a coin. Why? Maybe you just bought something in the store, and you wrote your name. Maybe you write your name on all your bills that you get. You write your name on all your money, and then you use it. So it could very well be that you gave it to somebody and used it. That's not a simon. There's no simon on money. No simon on money unless it's falls in a certain way. But stam money, there's no simon on. Why? Because you choshesh. Maybe you gave it. Maybe you used it. Says the Ritva, 1 minute, b'shem the Ramban. So why don't you say that by every lost item? Every lost item, when somebody says, "It's I have a simen," maybe you sold it to somebody, maybe you gave it as a present. So the answer is no. Money is milvet lahotzan. Now, money is there to be used. So we assume money is money. Money has, right, why is it called the zuzim? Because they're zuz, right, they move. So they're made to move, and that's why we're always b'choshesh. But objects aren't made to be sold. Are made to be sold, so therefore you don't have to have that chash by money. You only have to have that chash by. You don't have to have that chash by objects. You only have to have that chash by money. That's what the Ritva here says. Yesh lama most lahotzah kaim ki ikal amechash shem ahotziam avol lamechira less lamechash shein lana lahotzi mamon mecheskas bylov ella im kain bedaver haomid lihi macher kechavis reshuma achar shespatchu haotzros. Like we had a couple of days ago. Okay, says the Mishnah, Matza Achar, Hagapa, O Achar, Hageder. Let's say behind the fence or behind the wall, you find Gozlos Mekusharim, tied up doves. O Bishvil in Shebesado. So you find them in the paths in the field, Harezeluigabahen. You can't touch them. Because obviously, somebody must have put them there specifically. It's in a hiding spot, and they're tied up. Somebody must have left them there. You can't touch them. What does that mean? What's the problem? Because these don't have simanim. They're just birds. So if you touch them, then the owner lost everything he has. All he has on here is the place where he put them. That's why you can't touch them. It's usser. Matza kli ba'ashpa. If you find a kli in a garbage dump, im mechusa lo yigabo. If it's hidden, you can't touch it because maybe the person hid it there. They megula noto machres. But if it's revealed, then you can take it because obviously the guy just threw it out. My time of Gemara says, my time of Darminan, why do you say that you're not allowed to touch it? Darminan, because we say, Hani, inish, it's ne inhu, somebody hid it there. The shakilahu, and if you take it, lesalamarayo simanabakavayu. Then the owner has nothing, he doesn't have any simin. Hilkach, lishav kinu ad asi marayo shakilahu. You have to leave it there until the owner comes and takes it. Viamai, lever kesha simana. Shouldn't the kesher, how the birds are tied up, shouldn't that be a good simin? Amar bi Abba bar Zavda Amarav bi Mekusharim b'chanfeyim. No, they're tied with their wings. Dukuliyam mahaki mekatpilu. Everybody ties it this way. Belevi makom simin. At least the place where they are should be a simin, right? And therefore, if it's not in that exact spot, he should be able to tell you what place it was. No, Amarav Amarav Ukvar b'chamba bi medadin. We're talking about chicks that like baby step all over. So somewhere in the area that's already simin wouldn't be good enough because they move. Even medaldin me'amas u'mutarin. What do you mean? If they're medaldin, so maybe they came from somewhere else. So maybe there's no simin at all. The word says, ikal me'mar me'amasu. You're right. They might have come from elsewhere. Ikal me'mar inishat zinu. But it might be that somebody put it there. V'havi lei safek hinuach. There's a safek. Safek, and therefore, v'amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amarav, kol safek hinuach l'chilo lo yito, v'imnoto lo yachzir. If it's kol safek hinuach, you can't take it, because you don't want them to lose their simin. But if you took it already, lo yachzir. What does lo yachzir here mean? What does lo yachzir here mean? So Rashi says, lo yachzir, you're not going to return it to the owner at all because there's no simanim about this. So you're never going to have to return it. You will have to just, you won't be able to return it. That's what lo yachzir means to the owner. Tosis here says, no. Tosis says it means don't put it back in the spot. If you took it and then you go back to the spot, that's worthless. Because it was a good chance that the owner came back in the interim and he didn't find it there, that he's going to give up hope and he's not going to go there. So you know what Tosfos says? Well, yes, you can't put it back. You got to hold it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Your problem. You picked it up. You are now a shomer on this item. And therefore, you have to keep it. Ad sheyavo Eliyahu. So that's Rashi, that's Tosfos. And then you have the Rambam. The Rambam, which is difficult. Rambam. Unclear. Rashi doesn't finish the sentence.
Okay, so Rashi
might agree with Tosis. Rashi says you don't give it to the owner if he comes with simanim. Don't exactly know what more than that. Tosis explains himself, but then the Rambam. The Rambam says here in Gezela Tesvav Aleph says the Rambam, v'im yavo lito losa v'haydavar she'im bo simin. If you touch something without a simin, hari ibein mamon chavero b'yado sharein lo simin lahachzira. And what if you did? V'im avar v'natal. Aser lo lahach zero l'sham. You can't put it back there because you're basically just going to cause him to be lost. V'im ha'yadavar she'en bo simin zachabo. V'eino l'chayev lahach zero. You could keep it, says the Rambam. That's what lo yachzir means. Says the Ravid. Zeinu mechuber etzli. Yizke bo la'atzmo. La'olam. Ela yamud b'yado she'yav aliyo. What do you get to keep it for? What do you get to keep it for? That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says you get to keep it. So why is this? You have to look in the Shach, you have to look in the Achronim. Maybe we'll start it tomorrow if we have time. I don't know, tomorrow's a fat daf on Amud Beis, but we'll see. A lot of actions on tomorrow's daf. But either way, that's the sheet of the Rambam. That lo yachzir. Let's do a little bit more. Matzah kli ba'ash. That's just an important sheet of the Rambam that we have to know. Rashi Tosfos Rambam. Matzah kli ba'ash. Mechusa ligabo megula. No do machriz. If it's in a garbage dump, if it's covered, you can't touch it. If it's revealed, you can take it. V'raminu matzah kli taman ba'ashma no tula machriz. Shkei derech ashma lefanos. What do you mean? But we have another one that says, if you have a hidden kli in an ashma, you're allowed to take it and announce it. So is the halacha that if it's hidden in an ashma, you can't touch it? Or that you have to take it and announce it? Which one? So Amar of Zvid, lo kasha, habakubi v'kasi, habasakini v'hemnik. Depends on the types of kelim. Are we talking about barrels and cups or knives and forks? Bakubi v'kasi lo yiga. By big kelim, you can't touch them because obviously maybe they put them there, they're going to come back for it. Besakini v'hemnik, no tolamachris. Little forks and knives, come on. They were lost in there. They were lost in the garbage dumps. Therefore, you could take them and be machris. Rav Papa Amar, haba haba bakubi v'kasi. They're both talking about big kelim. Lo kasha, kan ba'ashma hasui lafanos, kan ba'ashma shinesui lafanos. No, it depends. The difference is whether it's an ashpa that's always getting cleaned out or not. If it's always getting cleaned out, then obviously the guy knew it was going to get lost. So therefore, you don't have to. It's not your responsibility. But that's the chilek. One second. But we're trying to answer the question of one case you're not allowed to touch it, one case you have to announce it. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. But ashba asuy lefanos aveda midasi. If it's an ashba that gets cleaned out, then you should be able to keep it. It's an aveda midas. So ela, this you're right. That answer didn't work. This is what I meant to say. Ela ba'ashba she'ina asuy lefanos. It's a case of an ashba that usually is not cleaned up. The nimlach ale lefanosa. But all of a sudden, the owner now decided to clean it up. So if it's a one that's usually not moved in asuy lefanos, you can't touch it. But if it's the way that his mind was changed, the owner, then you take an abimachros because the person who put it there didn't know. Bishlamolar papa hanet tanishkin derech ashba lefanos. According to Rav Papa's answer, the second answer, I understand why it says that. Elul Rav Zvid, who just says the difference is between barrels and cups versus knives and forks. So Mike shekin derech ashba lefanos. What does that line mean in the brisa? Answers the Gemara shekin derech ashba lefanos lakelim ketanim. It means it's there for you to throw little kalim in there and not worry about them anymore. That's what derech ashba kalim lefanos mean. And therefore, you are allowed to just therefore, in that case, you have to be no-till machris. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we have that Ramban that we mentioned a couple days ago about Yeish on a Davrish of Bershuso, the Ramban, the Stipler. We got a lot on Chavav Mabez. We talk about Lo Sigzol, Lo Sucha, Lo Salim. All that comes up tomorrow. That's a show.